ticky-tacky, and they all look just...
You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, and we are playing What's in the Box. And I'm kind of excited because we have a new reader in the room. I mean, that's the best way to say it. I mean, reviewer. I guess Rick Perlstein could be considered our reviewer. That's the best way to say it, don't you think, Elliot? You read the reviews, making you kind of the voice for the reviewers.
Rick, do you get a lot of reviews?
Yes. Do you get a lot of reviews on your books?
Sure, of course.
So when you read the reviews, how the voices that what voice do you hear in your head?
Yeah.
When you read the review,
if they're a positive one, is it like kind of cheerful and like this book's the best?
Sure. Well, yeah.
This guy has no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, whatever.
It sounds like
know.
That. All right, then. Well, you're the voice of the reviewers tonight. Okay. Jake, how are you doing tonight?
Doing very well. Hi, Patty.
Hello. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
I have not, actually.
Oh, this is very exciting. We have a couple of newbies. Hold on one second. I'll explain it to you, I promise. Hi, Blake. How are you doing?
Good.
Good?
Yeah, home from work.
You coming home from work? What do you do?
Bartend.
Oh, Nick, nice. You know what kind of day he's had.
All right.
It's the beginning of a 3-day weekend. I'm guessing you both are both very, very tired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Blake, have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
I have not.
Oh, this is amazing. Thank you both so much for calling in. Well, I do a lot of shopping online, and it struck me one day as I was perusing some certain items, the similarity between the reviews for an appliance, let's say for a hand mixer or a blender, seemed to really kind of be very close to what the reviews were for, let's say, an adult toy, like a... perhaps a massager, a prostate, like whatever you have at your disposal that you might use to end your evening, start your day, or just keep you moving in the in between hours. So your task, now that you've accepted the challenge, is to tell us whether the review you hear is for an appliance or an adult toy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But all you have to say is appliance or toy. You're both going to win regardless. I have a Lumenize pizza and I have a gift card for Apt Electronics. Oh, I said we have a pizza, we have producer tickets, and we also have Apt Electronics. Ah, I see a grand prize in someone's future. Let's see how this goes. You guys ready?
Yep.
Excellent. So we have Rob Martier here in the studio. He is going to read for Jake.
All right, Jake, you ready?
I'm ready.
Wow, a mighty machine. Love it. I call it my big red monster.
That's awesome.
Do you know?
Can I read it for you again? Because it was a lot of fun.
I really need to.
Wow, a mighty machine. Love it. I call it my big red monster.
I'll go with the plans.
Ding, ding, ding. Hey! Well done.
Someone has a big red monster at
Jake
home.
Jake from State Farm chiming in.
I want a radio voice, man.
I've been narrating my life.
I know, I'm saying. All right, Jake is on the board with one. We have Roger Badich in the newsroom ready to read for Blake.
Yeah, we have a whole new set of reviews for you.
I know, so do I. This is exciting.
This is great. Here we go. It completed all of our performance tests competently.
Yeah, I was waiting for more.
Wow, I like that. Like, do you have? Well, perhaps everyone has different standards. What do you think, Blake?
Appliance.
He would be correct.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Well, you get something home and you're like, how does it do with eggs? How does it do with strawberries? How does it do with tuna? Nick, it's your turn. Please read for Jake.
Okay, Jake, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ready.
This moves well beyond just heating things up.
Oh, my God.
Do you need to hear it again, Jake?
Yeah, please.
Okay, you ready? This moves well beyond just heating things up.
Appliance.
You got it.
Ooh.
Nice.
Wow. These are some...
I couldn't even sell that toy.
I'm saying, for the hearing this for the very first time, they're doing very well.
These guys are good.
All right. Man. Jake has two. Blake has one. Rick Perlstein is going to read his very first review.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go for my best Mae West voice here.
Oh. This is also a first. Okay, here we go.
Nice and quiet. Powerful motor. It went so fast. I loved it. Better than doing by hand.
Oh, man.
What do you think? What do you think, Blake?
Oh. I'd say it would be adult, but I'm going to go adult.
You're going to go adult toy?
Bah!
Oh, wow.
Oh,
man. Got a big...
I know, it's my Mae West voice. I know.
Man, doing
well. I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better.
Well done, Craig. Thank you for that. Yeah, very close, Rick. I think that was very, very close.
I don't even know what bathroom to use now.
I want to peel a grape for me. Go ahead, Elliot. You are reading for Jake.
That's going to be tough to follow. I don't know if I can. I can't do Mae West.
All right. You do Yoda?
No, I'll do Edward G. Robinson. Yes, yes. No, I'm not doing
that. Was good. You're on it. You got it. You're you got it. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have not come across anything else like this that gives me the same experience. See? I highly recommend. It's nice to use alone, but added quite a bit for me to have someone else handling it instead of my own hands.
I don't even remember who you're reading for now. Even... Jake? Is it Jake?
No, I think that was for Blake.
It was for Blake? All right, go ahead.
That was for me, right?
Right, who?
Yeah. It's for Jake.
Oh, it was for Jake, sorry.
I thought so. Okay, go ahead, Jake. What do you think?
I'll go with the toy.
It is a toy. Very good.
Are Jake and Blake in the same car? They really sound like they're sitting right next to each other.
Maybe he's got two phones.
It's like the same guy, but he's
All right. Blake, Jake is ahead by he's ahead by two. He's got 3-1, just so you know. So Rob Martier will read for Blake.
Oh my God. All right, Blake, here we go. The controls are usable when it's in use, but due to the physics and the angles, it isn't the easiest to make sure you have the correct button. That's a terribly written sentence, but that's exactly the way it is in black and white.
It's probably an adult toy.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Well done. Well done, Blake.
I love it. All right, it's 3-2 now. Roger Badish will read for Jake.
All right, Jake. This is a little long one, but
that's what
along.
She said.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, I slipped on my mic button. I was going to say that. Damn it!
It's not like last night where Patty turned her phone to me to show me something, and she threw it at me, and it fell on the board.
I for reals did. That's when I J swiped with Mark Carmen. Apparently, I'm his Jewish dream.
Well, this is not a Jewish dream of any kind.
I'm willing to.
But here we go. All right, here's your definition. Mm-hmm. They've measured from the widest portion, often the handle, and not just the widest usable portion. This led to some really skewed measurements.
Oh, where's the Better Business Bureau when you need them?
What do you think? What do you think, Jake?
I'll go with a toy.
Very good.
Oh, man.
Very good.
Someone got their tape measure out for that one. Blake, Jake is ahead 4-2, just so you know. So reading for you is now Nick.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
As long as you know you can handle it, I would absolutely recommend that you pick one of these up for yourself without hesitation.
What do you think, Blake?
Adult toy.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
That's correct.
These guys are fantastic.
I know. This is a great round.
Wow. Jake and Blake,
four
money
to three.
Team.
I'm saying. Nick read for you now. Rick will read for Jake.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This one gets a manly voice.
Okay.
It needs a manly voice, but you're going to have to deal with me. I cannot imagine how technology can advance past this. Some other really smart person is going to have to work really hard to top it.
Appliance.
It's a toy.
It's a toy.
All right. I want to know which toy.
That was for Blake.
Do you have the backstory behind these?
No.
Do you have the URLs?
That's a Lalo Loki is actually what that one is.
I'm going to Google that right now.
Yeah, it's actually, well, I'll tell you afterwards. Oh, this could be for the win, Elliot, just so you know. If it's not for the win, we have to go to the news and put Jake and Blake on hold.
All right, I need to.
So Elliot's reading for Jake, possibly for the win.
Okay, yeah, and my friend Bonnie, who's listening right now, I know you're listening, and your niece Kate are listening too, so maybe you want to, this one's going to be explicit, so just maybe like turn away for a moment. All right. The device will remember
Blake.
The last...
Oh, it's for Blake?
Yeah, this is for the tie.
Oh, it's for the tie. Thank you, yes. Blake. I needed someone to keep track. I was having
this
too much
for the
fun.
Tie.
The damn Blake and Jake thing.
I know. That's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
All right, Blake. So, again...
It's for Blake for the tie.
No and worries.
Yes, go ahead.
The device will remember the last setting you selected. So if you do turn it off in a panic, pull it out. Change a setting, then put it back in.
Appliance.
Appliance?
Yep.
It was a toy.
You did not tie, my friend.
It was a toy.
Patty, I just looked up the Lalo Loki, and I'm just going to have to...
Yeah, go ahead and pull the trigger on that one.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, pull the trigger. Pull the trigger.
Good game, Blake.
No, you're not done. You guys are not done. Jake is ahead by one. It's best of five. Can you guys hold on for after the news? Because we're late for the news.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Thank you, guys. Oh, you're making this a good round of what's in the box. Here with your news a little bit late.
It's made of ticky-tacky little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same. There's a green one. And a pink.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. When we last heard from our contestants, Jake and Blake, they were... Oh! I'm so sorry, Craig. Jake, please call back. Please, 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 please call back. I just hung up on him. I was
They're
so
in
excited.
The same room. They're he not... just passed him the phone.
There were different area codes. Jake, please call back. Please, please, please call. There he is. It was the 815. So we were playing What's in the Box. I was so excited to have them back because actually this next round, I mean, he could just win on this next review. So if that's the case, I think we should have another round with two new contestants. Don't you think, Elliot? I think that's the kind
of... Oh, I'm all for it.
I'm just saying. It's that kind of night.
I just love listening to Rob and Nick read these reviews.
I believe Rick Perlstein thrown down with a Mae West impression.
Yeah. And his manly voice.
Roger Badish getting into some technical terms with measurements and... meeting the qualifying standards.
You're all about preciseness.
I like it all.
Yeah.
So we left off. Blake is behind 4-3. He did not tie in the last round. How are you guys doing? Both
doing good.
Thank you, Jake, for calling back. I apologize for disconnecting you right away. I apologize.
No problem.
All right, then. So we are at, it's Jake's turn. He could win on this one. I believe, is it your turn to read?
I think it is.
It is. I believe you're right.
All right, Jake, are you ready?
Here we go.
I just received this item yesterday and opened it today with my girlfriend, who knows about these. It will not turn on! Exclamation point. Again, it will not turn on.
Seems very upset.
Is it a pull start?
What do you think, Jake?
With my girlfriend.
It will not turn on!
That's exclamation correct.
Point. Is it a pull start?
I repeat.
Attaboy!
Hey!
Well done.
Oh, we came back from the news for that like cliffhanger, and Jake wins it right after the news. Jake, you have your choice of a pair of tickets to The Producers, which is now playing through June 26th at the Mercury Theater in Chicago, or you can take a a Apt Electronics gift card. We have an Apt Electronics gift card, and you can go to aptelectronics.com for more information about that. By the way, Producers is running through, like I said, June 26th. You can call 773-325-1700 if you haven't won them on our show. But one of you is going to see that, and one of you is getting an Apt Electronics gift card. 312-981-7200. We can play again, I think. Do you feel like staying, Rick?
I got to stay and sober up.
My bad.
312-981-7200. We all have enough reviews to play another round of What's in the Box. Craig is taking the information from our winner, so it might be a moment. If you are calling in, hang on. We will get to you, but we have a Lumel Nani's gift card, and we also have another pair of tickets to the... Well, let's just go with the Apple Electronics.
Did you say a Lalo book? Gift card?
No, I don't have any Lalo. I should get in touch. I know. I thought about that today because some of the reviewers say I've given my review or I've used this product in exchange for getting a discount or getting this item for free. And I'm like, how do I get on that list? There are a lot of people on Amazon. I don't write any reviews. Do you write reviews at all?
No.
No, me neither. No. Rick, do you write any reviews online?
Only of my own products.
That's good to know. Nick, have you ever written a review for anything?
No, I haven't.
Me neither. Roger Badish, do you write reviews?
Well, I post on Facebook my feelings about certain things here and there. And
yeah,
so they
appliances
can be considered...
or toys?
Silver bullets.
Silver bullets. 312
trailers.
981-7200. We are going to play another round of What's in the Box. We have a listener who asked us to play last night, which I thought was very sweet. Dave, who said that his favorite part of the week is when we play What's in the Box.
But you started a new game last night. You were playing Mystery Date.
We were
with your J swipe.
Where's my phone? Let me see how I'm doing tonight.
I thought you were deleting that.
I didn't delete it yet because I got so many responses, and you would think wearing like the Marine battle gear, people would not be attracted to that. But it's also
you never know.
The
people,
banner
all kinds to make a world. Like,
yeah, and people like someone in a uniform.
And the banner picture is my Little League baseball team. So I'm like, it's all tough girl all around. So yeah, I got a lot of Calebs and Jacobs.
Yeah.
That were one and Josh's and Seth's that. Look at Rick. By the way, Rick, you became a Northsider in the last year, didn't you?
A couple of years, yeah.
Has it been a couple of years? I thought it was within the last
2-3 years. Yeah,
you moved. I thought you were on the South Side, and you only recently moved. Oh, maybe I haven't been following you long enough.
Pay attention.
I know. How do you compare living on the South Side to the North Side?
Well, you know, I was a Hyde Park, University of Chicago guy, and I was once at the U of C gym, and a woman was swimming in the gym doing the side stroke while reading Shakespeare sonnets. You don't see that at LA Fitness up in Edgewater.
Wait a minute. I don't think that that's indicative of the entire South Side. What is, look at this gentleman. What kind of, is that? Oh, he's taking a picture of us. I feel bad. Everyone, by the way, this is how I do my show. I am seriously ADD in the studio. 312-981-7200 if you want to play What's in the Box. We also are doing our weekend wind-up over some lovely cocktails from Howls & Hood. And what is this? Is it called a Fernet cocktail, or is it?
It's our twist on Fernet. So,
it's your twist on
and
Fernet.
And we play with it, and it's all house-made, and whatever's in season, we marinate it. So,
there is a clove floating around. I feel
there
like
is if that, doesn't a couple that go other in? Secret gems in there too. I can't say everything.
Come on,
I can't.
What else ferments that well?
What does it start with?
It's very good.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You had a long day, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. What is
I did. I did. I don't even know what's in this thing.
He's just making things up as he goes.
Just drink it and get
just,
on with
yeah,
it.
That's right. Why do we got to talk about it so much?
Vitamita Vegemin.
Little Lucille Ball on the production line.
A bit of vitamin water in there.
Oh, whatever it takes. So, Rick, you have been doing a lot of traveling, and you know we go in and out talking about politics on the show. Mm-hmm. In particular, you know, obviously we're following the presidential campaign. But one of the reasons we started the weekend wind-up is that Rob and I tend to be on opposite sides of some issues. We not in a contentious way, just kind of like, this is what I think, or, you know, perhaps. And so our point for this segment is, these are the topics you should not talk about over cocktails. We'll do it for you.
Okay.
So do you find that you are getting in arguments more and more? I mean, because I've distanced myself from arguments.
No, I've mentioned this. I mean, I just don't want to talk about the Democratic race because I think that the bad blood between Bernie and Hillary supporters has become
toxic,
just really unpleasant and unproductive, shall we say. It doesn't really lead to anything other than anger and, you know, just dead ends. You know?
Yeah. Are you avoiding any sort of arguments outside of...
I have been.
Yeah, me too.
I have been because it's, again, everybody has dug their heels in.
Yep.
Whomever they support, and that's it. Come hell or high water, you cannot convince them otherwise,
right.
and or get them not even to rescind their support for somebody, but just see it in a different light. You know,
I totally disagree.
Oh.
Right, exactly. See,
I don't know what's happening. I got very nervous. I was like, oh, this got contentious.
Yeah, no, it's just crazy. And I you know.
Do you feel like when you get in an argument, you're trying to convince someone to change their mind, or are you trying to convince somebody why you're right? Because I think those are two different things.
That's really interesting.
Right?
It's not so much, you know, you're trying to convince somebody, you know,
to change their mind.
No, I'm not trying to change their mind, and I'm not trying to say that, you know, I'm right. It's just, you know, oftentimes I find myself I do. Trying to see the other side. Like, you know, I get it. I understand why you guys feel that way. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily disagree with you. But in things, you know, in terms of, like Illinois, for instance, it's a great example. You know, we need to spend money here and we need to spend money there. This state is bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And my general question, I ask it very plainly, where is the money going to come from?
But we used to have a surtax for people who made lots and lots of money that was very reasonable. Pat Quinn ran on it. He won. And, you know, that's why we're bankrupt. So we raised taxes on people who can afford it.
And we also had a temporary income tax, which put us at 5%, which was not even at the top of the rest
exactly.
of the country.
And we could have a progressive tax, right? We do our taxes and April 15th. And our Illinois taxes are like one-tenth of what our federal taxes
are. And if you were able to show me ironclad numbers about how you're going to tax the top whatever, and that we're going to make up this deficit, and we're going to pay down the billions in unpaid bills and the billions in pension liability.
It wouldn't be hard to do.
Okay.
But has anybody done those numbers to prove it to people, I guess, is what they want proof in it. They also want to know, what I hear a lot of is it being also spent efficiently? Are we spending it in the right ways? And that's, I don't even know how you quantify that or justify, and that's where we are. I think that's why we're at a standoff.
I've mentioned Franklin Roosevelt before.
Yes.
He said, better a government that, you know, I don't know the exact quote, it says, makes occasional mistakes than one that's frozen in the ice of its own indifference.
Oh.
Yeah.
It is made of ticky-tacky, little boxes all on your side. The boxes all the same. There's a green one.
You are listening pretty late, and we've decided to go another round of What's in the Box. We have all new reviews this week, and I had teased you with the opportunity to possibly play What's in the Box all by yourself, and I don't know what happened. I believe I was very clear on please give us a call to play, and the phone lines exploded, Anne, so we do have an opponent for you, and are you ready to
play?
I know. It'll be fun. We've got all kinds of reviews for you, and Myrna is also on the line. Myrna, am I saying your name correctly?
Myrna. Either is
fine. No. How do you say it?
Well, in Spanish it's Myrna, but in English it's Myrna, so that's why I take either or.
Well, I'm Mexican, so I should say it correctly. Myrna is on the line with us. We have Anne and Myrna on the line, and we are playing What's in the Box. I'm assuming you both know how we play?
Yes.
Let's get right into it then, because it's we've only got a few minutes before the news. Rob Martier will read for Anne.
All right, Anne, here we go. I like what the unit does. I do find it to be heavy-duty unit. My only complaint is that it's not easy or quick to open and reseal to resume use. This can become a bit more challenging as your hands get dirty.
Dirty. I'm going to say appliance.
Atta girl, Anne. Well done.
There we go. Right out of the box. Right out of the box, it gets right. What's in the box? Roger Badish, will you please read for Myrna?
Why, certainly. Okay. This is a fairly quick review here.
Oh, okay. That's what she said.
Yeah.
We've been doing it all night. We can't help ourselves.
Their 15-year warranty is pretty much unprecedented.
Oh.
Appliance.
Wow. I couldn't hear you.
An appliance?
That is a toy.
Whoa. 15 years. Forward me that, would you please?
Wow.
Right. That's pretty good. If you're going to stand behind your product for 15 years, you got a lot of confidence.
Or in front.
That's what she said.
That's all. See? It works on so many levels. Nick, will you please read for Anne?
Anne, you ready?
Yes.
Pondered and pondered, do I need this? Is it too large? I absolutely love this. It is surprisingly lightweight, but it feels and functions as high quality. But probably should have gone up to the next size.
No. Boy, where have I heard that before?
What do you think, Anne?
I would say appliance.
Ding, 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 ding.
I love it, Anne. You're welcome. 2-0. Myrna, here's your opportunity to get on the board with Rick Perlstein.
Speaking of, Myrna, size. Great product. Size is perfect for my needs.
One more time for Myrna.
Great product. Size is perfect for my needs.
Okay, size is perfect for my needs, Myrna. What do you think?
I don't want to say toy.
You don't want to? Or you don't
I'm
think
going
so?
With appliance.
What do you think? What is it, Rick?
She is correct.
Hey! The game is 2-1 now. Elliot, please read for Anne.
All right, Anne. bought this as a gag gift for the girlfriend at Christmas, and she was actually pretty thrilled. She had been thinking about buying one for herself, but just never pulled the trigger. Yeah. Apparently, these do work very well for the intended purpose. Who knew?
Oh, dear.
Toy.
It's an appliance.
Oh. Sorry. Oh, which appliance, okay. Patty?
Do you know that one I did not. I did not pull that appliance.
Okay.
I did not. That was Anne. So for Myrna, please read Rob Martyr.
This is a fabulous machine. I had the much smaller version before, but doesn't compare to this behemoth. Nothing it can't do.
Nothing.
Wow.
Wow.
Very well made.
Oh. What do you think?
I'm going to go with toy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's an appliance.
Okay.
That's all right. That was Anne, correct?
Myrna.
Oh, it was Myrna. All right. For Anne, Roger Badish will read.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Most are made from a type of glass better known as Pyrex. It's used in everything from medical devices to household glassware and containers.
Hmm.
Appliance.
It's a toy. Oh,
now, wow. Anne,
needs to get out more.
No, I was surprised as Anne might be to find out that that's a popular. I didn't know.
Really?
I didn't know the glass
so
was
worldly.
I know you can put them in the dishwasher and everything. I'm
ew.
Yes. What do you mean, ew?
Well, I don't want something that's next to a hoo-ha going next to my glass.
Or your pots and pans.
Right.
I don't know if it was next to the hoo-ha. I'm sure you know how these work.
Hoo-ha.
Do you know how a dishwasher works? Nick, you are reading for Myrna.
All right, Myrna, you ready?
Yeah.
My wife loves it.
That's it. What do you think, Myrna?
Toy.
It's an appliance.
It is an appliance.
What husband would review their wife's sex toy on the internet?
Rick, very many of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, that's that one comes up quite
a
bit.
That's a little codependent for my taste.
But that particular review was for an appliance. But okay. There are many men who do
Whirlpool
reviews.
Whirlpool washer.
Rick, please read for Anne.
Works great, but still trying to figure out the best position to use this to get the results I'm looking for.
Mm.
toy.
Yeah.
There you go,
there you
Anne.
Go. Tried to be all boring.
Anna's had 3-1. Elliot, please read for Myrna.
All right, Myrna, this one kind of takes us into uncomfortable territory. I purchased this for my grandson. He said it works great and he can't put it down.
Oh, boy.
Myrna, what do you think?
Appliances.
Oh, hallelujah. There we go. It's 3-2.
Wow.
Rob, what was that?
What kind of appliance?
Craig, do you want to tell people what the other appliance is, or do you want to keep it a secret? Because
that is pseudo appliance. It's a shake weight. So
shake
that
weight.
Is a shake
okay.
weight.
Mm-hmm. Shake weight. Okay.
Appliance. Yes, Rob Martyr, please read for Anne.
I heard those serve double duty, though.
Oh. You got to be really committed to make that a double duty item.
Be careful.
Yeah, that too.
All right. You cannot disassemble it for cleaning. You just wash with soap and water. I found that pulsing it with some soap and warm water inside works pretty well, but it takes some effort to get down around the very bottom with a brush.
I think Rick just swallowed his tongue. Are you okay? What do you think, Anne?
Appliance.
Atta girl,
there
it is an appliance.
Go.
Well done.
If you want to know what appliance that is a toaster.
That was a toaster.
That is correct.
Yeah, Craig pulled some of those appliances.
Actually, no, I can see that. Yeah.
It makes sense. Roger, please read for Myrna.
Here we go. All right, another quickie. And yes, that's what they all said.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have
Oh, he's got a list.
Wow.
Yes, she said that. She said it.
Check.
Her too.
Check.
Yep.
Check.
Also. All right, Roger. Please.
All about you, isn't it, Rog?
Mm-hmm. All right. Once you have everything hooked up, it's easy.
What do you think, Myrna?
Appliance.
Very good.
Hey.
There you go.
We're at 4-3. This could be for the win, Nick. You are reading for Anne.
All right, Anne, you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Anne sounds like she's being led up to some sort of tour. Yes, fine.
All right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The producers, by the way. Yeah.
Glad to say mine arrived in perfect new shape and works great so far. On top of that, it's really nice looking.
Oh, gosh.
That was nice, Nick. And I'm sorry. I need Nick to read that again.
Yes, I do too. The
there you go.
What'd she say?
She says she does too. Go for it, Nick. And slow down.
Glad to say mine arrived in perfect new shape and works great so far. On top of that, it's really nice looking.
I'm going to say appliance.
Ding, ding,
yay!
Ding, 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 ding.
There we go.
Anne has won this well round done, of What's in the Box, but you both played magnificently. Thank you so
just
much, Anne and Verona.
Just yes. For everyone's clarity, too, that is a water filter that you put onto a
nice.
Kitchen
a nice looking water filter, I'll tell you that.
Oh, this was wonderful.
I hate those gnarly water filters.
Yeah, you never want it to be gnarly. You, one of you will get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Go to loumalnati's.com for information about their 40-plus Chicagoland locations, and you can order online as well. And you also have an Apple Electronics gift card at your for your choice. And, Myrna, thank you so much for playing What's in the Box.
Thank you.
And all of our listeners can also thank you. You can go to aptelectronics.com, aptabt.com, for all of your shopping needs in that area. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. Before I throw it to the news, Rick, are you staying around for after the news? We're just hanging out and just chilling.
Yeah, one more segment.
One more segment with Rick Perlstein. Rob Martier, are you hanging out? Or
Four kids.
Four kids.
He's got done. Four kids.
All right, then. Nick Summers, what are you up to?
You got me.
All
I'm
right.
Here.
He's staying.